In our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 28. This past week in our middle school Bible class, we've been studying about the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and specifically his post-resurrection ministry. And what did he have to say to the men that were with him, with his disciples? What were some of his last words? And in verse 19 it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And the emphasis there was that the disciples were to go and they were to make disciples. Make disciples. I was speaking to a pastor friend out in California this week, and we were conversing about a particular issue. And he made this very great point, and I'll just share it with you. He said, you know, the Great Commission is a charge to make disciples. It's not just to get people saved. And you know, that is such an important thing. We seem to be all about wanting people to be saved, but Jesus Christ told his disciples, "Make ye disciples." And you know, the word disciple is the first part of the word discipline. Discipline. And where is discipline developed in the Christian life? Well, it's brought under the sound of the preaching of the Word of God. It's studying the Word of God. It's being in the house of God. And it seems like that aspect today is missing, tragically, in the church. Oh, we just need to get them saved. We just get them saved and everything will be all right. No, we want to see disciples developed. What does a disciple do? Follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, is our church today, and we're talking about in the biggest sense of the concept or idea, are we following Christ? Just this morning, I was watching the news and they were talking about how so few people know what their religion teaches. And they gave a test. It was called the Protestant test. There were 36 questions on that particular test, and talking about how so many people failed it. What are the first four Gospels of the New Testament? And just general questions that every Sunday school child should know, and yet people don't know. Why? We're not disciples. We're not disciples. We're not following the Lord Jesus. And they made this interesting remark. It's possible that you can be a believer and not know doctrine. I had to scratch my head. It's possible to be a believer and not. What would you believe in? What would you believe in? If you can be a disciple and be a follower, all right, and be a believer and yet not know doctrine, what would you believe in? You would believe whatever you believe, your opinions, your philosophy, your idea. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples, said, listen, I want you to go out and I want you to make disciples. That is, we are to teach and to train and to inculcate the Word of God into our hearts, not to be followers of a church, but to be followers of whom? Jesus Christ. Not a man-made Jesus, not a made-up Jesus, but the Jesus of the Scriptures. Oh, how important it is today for us folks to realize that we are not just to hopefully see a few folks trust Christ. We want to make disciples. That is, we want to teach and train and show them to follow after Christ and love Him and know the doctrine that's in the Word of God. Because without the doctrine, you don't know what you believe.